Hey guys, this week's episode is brought to you by the good folks over at GadgetOfTheMonth.com. Be sure to check them out for all your iOS accessories and needs and wants and desires. They've got chargers, they've got cables, they've got lenses, they've got lights. They've got plenty of things that you don't even know you need. But trust me, when you see them, you're going to think about how much you want them. They've got a 90-day satisfaction guarantee, and they ship worldwide. So go on over, check them out over at GadgetOfTheMonth.com. But for now, enjoy the show. Recording live from somewhere, this is the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. I am your host. I go by the name of Scott Anderson. I am a dreamer, a storyteller, a renaissance man, and most importantly, a nice guy trying to not finish last. Thank you so very much for checking out the show this week. Before we go any further, if you'd like to continue to support the podcast, please rate and review the show in the world famous iTunes store. If you want to subscribe to the show to make sure it comes to you automatically and free every single week once it's uploaded, you can do that in iTunes or through the official BlackBerry podcast app, or by taking the RSS feed and plugging it into whatever podcast reader you're using. If you're on social media, please tell a friend to tell a friend to look us up so they can hit that like button for us over on thatcsaguy.podomatic.com. Another week, another show, it's me and you. I'm singing songs you don't know if you're younger than the year of 1992. This is stupid, I apologize. Sorry, I'm in a really good mood tonight. Hi, how are you, beautiful people? Are you doing okay? That's very good to hear, assuming you said yes. Me, I'm doing fantastic. I mean, I started this week off on kind of a rough note. I'll cut right to the chase. I walked headfirst to a steel beam, and I fell to the floor, and by the time I got back to my feet, my mom was there, and she was like, yo, are you okay? I'm like, yeah, I'm good. She's like, you want to go, like, to a doctor? Because, I mean, she walked in, and I was face first on the floor. I'm like, nah, I'm good. And basically, my Monday night was composed of me almost falling down after that and almost throwing up. But hey, man, it's Mondays. Mondays are supposed to be rough. Side note, Tuesday, I couldn't feel my jaw at night. But hey, it's cool, because right now, I'm very happy. I'm in a good mood. I'm in a really good and nice headspace, because I'm back on the podcast. I'm here talking to y'all, and I really enjoy that fact right now. I mean, sometimes this podcast feels like I'm doing work, like I'm really putting in effort, and I'm going out of my way to do something that I don't really want to be doing at that time. But today, I'm happy to be here with you, shooting the stuff, just talking about life and things. I just want to say a quick thank you to everybody who supported the show. Apparently, a couple nights ago, my show was ranked pretty high on that world-famous iTunes store over there. So to everybody who's liked the show on Facebook, or rated the show, or reviewed the show in iTunes, or shared the show, I thank you. Sincerely, from the bottom of my heart, I thank you. You have no idea what this means to a quiet kid from the suburbs who used to be afraid to talk to people. It's really cool. If you haven't got around to writing that review, it only needs to be one word. Feel free to do that if you've got access to the iTunes store. If you don't, then hey, just share the show. Send it to somebody who you think might like it. Somebody with like a long bus ride or anything, man. Just be like, hey, I think this can help you kill your time. If you think it's good, pass it on. Maybe someone else will. If you don't, well, hey, thanks for rocking with me anyways. This week on the show, my good friend Natalia came all the way to my neighborhood from her part of the world to be on the show. Now, she has been, from the start, one of the most staunch supporters of this project of mine. I mean, I feel like since week one, she's been hitting me up on Twitter like, yo, when can I be on the show? I want to be on the podcast. You got to get me on. And the thing is, our schedules never collided. I mean, it's not like back in university where I met her along with the majority of the people you've heard on this podcast, I believe. Back then, like, you could just run into somebody on lunch and we could have been like, hey, let's record. But now it's a little more different and difficult because everyone's an adult and it's weird. But hey, she was about it and she came and I said, you know what? This needs to be done. And we sat down for, I don't know, probably 2 hours and shot, recorded plenty, just plenty, plenty. Now, you're not going to hear all of what we recorded because, admittedly, some of it isn't going to relate to anybody. And if there's one thing I like about this podcast, it's that people from different walks of life in different places of the world can put it on and be like, yeah, I get what these people are talking about. That's my life right there. I dig that. And if I put out us talking about specific university professors and courses, it may not resonate with all of you. So I try to chop it up, keep it really understandable for everyone. I hope it comes across well. Stay around to the end because Natalia is going to need you to check out a link for her. She's participating on the website livebelowtheline.com. You can check her out there. She's working towards really good causes, but I'll let her tell you that. Here's my conversation with my friend Natalia. Here we go.
I'm on the program this week with my good friend. Would you like to introduce yourself?
I'm Natalia. I went to school. We were in the same program until he ditched us last year.
I'm going to have to tell this story, aren't I?
Yes, he's going to have to explain it to us. He should start maybe explaining it.
Well, what had happened was we were in physics for, 3 years?
We went to the fourth.
Oh, yeah. I did 3 years in 1 week in physics. After the first week, I said, no, I'm done with this. I can't do math anymore.
I think thesis scared you, though.
No, it was two things. It was thesis guy was a jerk when I went to talk to him. Like, you're supposed to go in, be like, hey, I want to work with you. And then they either go yes or no. He's like, all right, send me a resume and I'll think about it. I'm like, the fuck are you talking about?
Who has a resume at this point, right?
Exactly. I don't have any life experience doing anything. I can give you my transcript. I can tell you I'm in the course you're teaching me. And what was the name of the computer? There was a computer course in fourth year.
It wasn't a complete computer course. It was Dr. Zhu.
No.
That's what you said. You said, I'm not coming back. And you didn't show up. And I'm like, what happened?
No,
like,
it was with, it wasn't Zhu. It was like a female professor. And there were computers.
Really?
I don't know.
No, Bolshman.
Yes, that sounds about right. Because I know.
Oh, I barely passed. I know, like a C something.
I knew her name was the name of one of the Leafs at the time.
Catherine Bolshman.
Yes. And she's like, there's a lot of computer programming. If you can't get this, you can't be a medical physicist. And I had just gotten out of the course with that one demon programming class that was just me and Effie. I think you were in it for like a day.
Oh, I dropped it. I was very smart.
Everybody left. There were 12 people in this course on day one. By day two, there were about five.
And I think four graduated, right, from that course?
Yeah, I think of the five people, four of them passed.
Yeah.
And the one guy who needed it to, like, get his diploma, he didn't pass.
Oh.
So he had to take it twice. I somehow passed it, but I hated that course so much. I'm like, all right, if you're telling me I have to program, I'm leaving. I'm done. I'm not doing this ever again.
But there's easy programming and hard programming. That was just extremely hard. There's no way you're ever going to get it.
So what are we talking about today? We should tell your story about how you came here.
Okay, well, I threw it to my GPS, and I'm driving down the road, and it says, you either reach your destination.
Okay, let me start by this. You're not from the same city I'm in.
No.
So you actually had to drive half an hour?
Yes.
Half an hour to get here. I've had people that I know who live 10 minutes from me who I consistently tell, hey, come on the podcast. They'd be like, oh, yeah, next week. Oh, yeah, next week. Maybe another time. For the past 12 weeks, 3 months, I've been trying to get them on the show. No luck. My friend Natalia here, she's like, oh, all right, yeah, I'll just meet you. I'll drive wherever I have to be on the show. So thank you.
You're welcome.
Very much. But apparently your GPS wanted you to die on the way here?
Yeah, well, it wanted me to go to, like, a car dealership, and that was definitely not worth the meeting. Then I went somewhere else, looked around, strip mall, that's not it either.
Yeah.
Made a few U-turns and found it eventually.
That's the power of the GPS.
Yes.
It won't get you exactly where you need to go, but it'll put you in the general vicinity.
Yes, like arm's throw.
So when you finally figure it out, you'd be like, oh, fuck. Yeah, I probably should have seen that sign.
Parked my car really close to another car. Didn't realize someone's in it, so I had to really gracefully get out and not hit their car.
That's the worst. That is the worst.
Because I refused to repark.
But you made it.
I did.
You are here. How was the drive? Other than the...
It wasn't bad. A lot of trucks.
Yeah, there are a lot of trucks.
So I had to pass them in and out. But then there's three in a row, and you just couldn't get anywhere.
That is the worst. But welcome to the suburbs.
Well, I live in the suburbs too, kind of.
You live in a better suburb than my suburb. If there are levels of suburb, your suburb is closer to city than mine is.
Yeah.
Mine is. Yeah.
You'll get there eventually.
You'll get there. Before I leave. Hopefully. I'm leaving this place one day.
To go where?
The moon. I have no idea. I'm going to the moon. I'm going to live on the moon.
Right. There was, you were talking about fuel for the moon last time.
Yes. Yes, I was.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I reference the moon constantly. I'm starting to wonder about myself.
Astronaut, NASA, next up.
I did take three years and 1 week of physics, so watch out, NASA.
I did five years.
Yeah, I think everybody took 5 years.
No, there's people that finished in four in the designated time.
I don't know. None of my friends finished in four that I can think of.
For my graduation, it was just me and Effie walking up on the stage, so she was first.
Oh, yeah, you guys were the only physicists, right?
Yes. Shook the hands of the two people, and then they call my name, and the people go and sit down. So I just kind of walk across the stage by myself. Yeah. And one of the people was my thesis professor.
Who didn't shake your hand?
No.
That's saying something.
I was like, wow, what?
That hurts.
Dick.
That's dope. Okay, yeah. I remember when I went, my whole thing at graduation, crossing the stage, was that in high school, I crossed the stage the wrong way. Like, I got on the stage, didn't tell you what to do until, like, 30 seconds before you're actually on the stage. So I went up, I got the diploma, and for whatever reason, they had this weird set of stairs that go off the front of the stage. I don't know why to this day. So I got my diploma, I shake hands, I'm like, oh, look, stairs, let me get off. And I walked off the front, and everyone's like, oh, who's this guy? He's so rebellious, as if I was making some sort of statement. No, I was just lost. I was just genuinely lost. So this time, I went over, I'm ready to shake everybody's hand. I was the first person in biology to graduate.
Right.
Because I got the last name with A.
Yeah.
So the professor, the one guy who's like introducing everybody, he's like, all right, Mr. Whoever, here's the 2012 class for biology. And there's like a round of applause. I throw my hands in the air because I'm trying to get the crowd hype. You know, it's as close as I'm getting to a rock star moment, let's face it. So everybody's applauding. I got the people in the palm of my hands. I don't know when to go. And the guy's like, all right, come on, bring it. So I walk over, I have a nice strut. I shake the first guy's hand. And then I'm waiting for the second guy, and the second guy, he either wasn't paying attention, or he just didn't know he had to shake my hand. So there's this weird exchange of looks, and we didn't shake hands. I just walked off stage like, okay, I don't know what that was, but it was really weird. And then they gave me, like, flowers, which was...
You got flowers?
Well, I got a flower.
After I didn't get anything.
Like, they make you go in, like, this weird back room to get the diploma, right?
Yeah, but we didn't get flowers. We just got diplomas.
Like, I went in, they give you the diploma in the little plastic thing. Mm. And then there was somebody handing out flowers. I'm like, oh, is that for me? And she's like, sure. Like, some girl gave me a flower. It was really nice.
I went to Cuba back in November, December. There was one of the chefs that made pasta.
Yeah.
And he would give me, like, a rose every single time I got it, right? So then, he would give me from, like, the back. He's like, here, you're so pretty and beautiful.
Was
and
he
whatnot.
Just giving you roses?
Yes, just me roses.
High five. Yes.
So
winning.
Eventually he's like, did you want to hang out after, you know? I'm like, so we did. We hung out for a bit and, well, it got a little intense, but...
Well, there were roses involved.
Yeah, it got a little intense, but I, you know, what am I going to do? I sampled some of the local cuisine a little.
Hey, gotta eat.
Yeah, you gotta eat. I mean, I like eating, you can tell.
Hey, Cuba. Shout out to Cuba.
Cuba, right, exactly. I got roses, three roses, and I was like, where are you getting this from? Everyone's looking at me. I'm like, oh, the guy,
I have a rose connect. What? Don't judge.
He's like, is he stealing roses for you? I'm like, I hope not.
That'd be really awesome if he was stealing them. He's putting, like, his job on the line for you. That's a serious commitment. I feel like we also had something else to talk about.
Well, there was one comment I wanted to add to one of your previous podcasts about I can pull married women.
Yeah.
So one of my TAs for my classes, we were friends, and then we started texting, you know, talking late at night, hours on end, whatnot. Pictures made an exchange, nonetheless. One of my friends tried to gently tell me that he may have a girlfriend or he might be engaged.
Oh, he might be engaged.
I was like, no, what are you talking about? You know, he doesn't wear a ring, but, you know, like, guys don't usually wear rings. I'm like, well, whatever. You know, you think would have made a hint. Like, I asked him, you know, what are you doing? This and that. He didn't reply with any specific answer.
Yeah.
So.
That's not a good sign.
No
specific answer.
I was like, but this is so okay. I still need the marks. I still need the extra help with the you know, the assignments. It was computer programming, so let's face it, not that bright.
Yeah, I would try to get all the help I could get in computer programming.
Yeah, so it helped me. It helped Effie and also my other partner. So we all usually got, like, A's on their assignments.
Nice.
I found out he was engaged and he was getting married in, like, 4 months. So, you know, I can pull, you know, engaged men.
Hey, a high five for that, too, you know? All right, we're winning. And you can go to Cuba and get roses.
Yeah.
I wish I could do either of those, to be honest with you. Man, yeah, I just have a podcast, but you're using your powers for good in life.
To help myself, yeah.
Gotta get by somehow.
It was just funny. There's only one person that ever figured out what I was doing, you know, being all charming and whatnot to get help.
Mm-hmm.
But that's after he offered to help me with my thesis.
Ah, well played.
Yeah.
You do speak French.
I do speak French.
Where'd you get French from?
When I was in elementary school, my mom signed me up for French immersion.
Oh,
since grade 5.
You were one of those kids.
And then in high school, I did extended. And in university, I got 5 credits to be for my certificate. Never got it because it didn't apply in time.
Ah.
So they're like, do another 6 and you can get your business certificate. And I'm like, I'm not in business, so I don't need a business certificate in French.
Oh, you should. More certificates, the better, I suppose.
I mean, I have a few from high school. Music certificate, arts, music art.
See, my thing was, in grade 4, they used to come to your school and be like, hey, you want to take French immersion? And to me, no one ever spoke French. Like, why would I need French? No one I know speaks French. A lot of people I know barely speak English good. Me included, because I said speak English good instead of speak English well. But I digress. And it's like, I'm never going to need French. At the time, you never go to Montreal when you're in grade 4.
No.
You don't know anybody anywhere. You know they have a hockey team, and that's it. So then, fast forward to, like, recent months, you'll be applying for a gig, and be like, all right, yeah, you're totally qualified for this. You can speak French, right? And be like, no. And they'll be like, oh, that's a shame, buddy. Be like, damn, you fourth grade version of me.
You got the choice to go into French. My parents, immigrant parents, so I barely spoke English when I went to school. So decided, why not put more languages on this poor kid who barely speaks English?
Yeah.
So they stuck me into French.
Oh, man.
I struggled for a while with the pronunciation because, you know, I speak Polish and English. Not the same as French, let me tell you.
Yeah.
So a lot of the stuff I say didn't sound correct.
Were you born here or did you come here?
I was born here.
Okay. So there's that. But, see, I wish they threw me in it. Were you in the one where you had to speak, like, French all day?
Half day.
Was it half day?
Half day.
Yeah. I couldn't have done that. When they told me that, I was like, no, I'm not. Hey, I'm not leaving all my super cool friends in fourth grade. But how's life in general? How was your life in general since you've left school?
Let's see. Just been working.
Okay.
So, that's okay. I actually thought, I'm like, great, I'll go work in a doctor's office. I'll meet some, you know, guys. No, it was actually, I work in the gynae office.
Hey.
So it's only females. The people I work for, females.
I can imagine.
Not any guys. I mean, the ones that do come in are the wrong office, and it's down the hall, so I have to point it out to them.
You want to go that way.
Yeah. So no guys. I traveled a bit, Cuba, like I said earlier.
Oh, okay. Well, tell us the Cuba trip. You have any good Cuba stories that don't involve roses?
I went scuba diving. So I did my license back in last year. I did my scuba diving license.
Okay.
So my mom was like, go diving. Because you obviously only dove here. So, you know, cold water, lakes, nothing to see.
You dove here?
I did.
Where do you dive in Canada?
There's where I go camping near Algonquin Park.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And then I dove near Hamilton, there where I did my, like where I got my license. So nothing to see here. So I go in, like, okay, so I get dressed. I hate wearing all that skin stuff, whatever, like neoprene suit, tugs at my neck.
Yeah, that stuff can be very uncomfortable.
So I have like a man's one too, because they were cheaper than the women's. And let's face it, I don't have a man's body. So it's like both, like, big in places and tight in others.
Yeah.
So I get in all this and then I get on the boat to go diving. But the waves seem to be really big. So on this boat, I'm getting thrown up in the air. I don't have a problem with boats and water. But then I see them, right? And the waves are like 4 or 5 meters high. And then there's divers jump in and they're just bobbing, right? And they go down. And the boat goes to the other location, drops off the snorkelers. And then my diver that I was with, we're one-on-one. He's like, okay, just go. And I'm like, no, I refuse. Like, I refuse to get out of the boat. I'm like, what, they're gonna just, like, hope they find them later? Like, in this big ocean?
Yeah.
Like, I don't think so. So I'm sitting on this boat. Do you want to snorkel with your gear on? I'm like, no. Do you want to snorkel without your gear? I'm like, no. So he tries again. I'm just sitting there. I'm like, no. I'm shaking my head, right? And, like, holding on for dear life. So then I didn't go diving.
Oh.
So I sat on the boat for, like, the 40 minutes. Then he went back to shore. So the next day, we went on the trip. So then the day after that, we went. My mom's, like, talking to the diver. So, okay, can we go offshore? Because it's all I've done here. And when we went offshore and I jumped into the water.
Okay.
So he's like, okay, there's this coral reef with, like, where, like, a sunken ship is in the canal. I'm like, okay, we'll do that. So that was great. He's like, I'm only going to, like, 20 feet because I was really scared and whatnot.
Yeah,
he's like,
okay,
you go as deep as you want to go. So I went underwater. There was so many, like, neon colors and fish and, like, sponges.
That sounds amazing.
Coral is gorgeous. So that it slopes down naturally. So I started going, right?
Yeah.
I ended up at, like, 45 feet, right? I didn't even realize. But since I had the one-on-one diver, he was, like, controlling how fast I did, like, ascend because I didn't have my dive watch yet.
Yeah.
And then it was, like, amazing. Like, I was so calm. And he was showing me all these fish, like, this rock fish. He poked with a knife and it, like, moved.
Ah.
And, like, this line fish that was, like, a curtain. It was so amazing. And then he comes out and he's like, yeah, you're a good diver. You're controlled. You're not, like, nervous or anything.
Yeah, I would love to do that. Except for the fact that I can't swim.
You don't need to know how to swim. My mom doesn't know how to swim. She tried diving. And
you can dive without knowing how to swim?
The point of diving is to sink. Believe it or not.
That does make sense. Yeah.
And you don't move your arms. When you dive, you can't move your feet. Because if you start moving your arms, you're getting too much, like, you're toying around your weight too much.
Oh, see, that's about the opposite of what I do when I get in water.
So
I can't control my arms.
You have weights to, like, sink you. Like, I use, like, 40 pounds of weight to sink myself.
You need, like, ballast or whatever.
It was really nice, too.
That's amazing.
I took off all my gear in the water. He just took it out of the water. I didn't have to carry anything.
Ah, even better.
So my dad had to carry his stuff. My dad's friend had to carry his stuff. He just took everything from me. He took my fins. He took everything.
Nice.
Short of carrying me out of the water.
You should have been like, really? You're going to hold all that and you can't take me? Thanks a lot.
Even though he's not like your size compared to me.
If he wanted to, could have set his mind to it. PMA, kids. Positive mental attitude. That's what it's all about.
Yeah.
So you just went to Cuba? You anywhere else?
No.
See, that's what I want to travel the world.
I've been to, like, in Europe when I was younger. I went to France. I went to Germany. I went to Austria. I went to Poland.
Oh, yeah?
I went to Czech. I went to Slovakia.
I've been told that if you go to Europe, you can just, like, hop a train, and the train will take you anywhere you need to go.
Yeah.
As far as countries are.
Yeah. And especially if you go to Poland, like Germany, Austria, Czech, that's all within driving range from where my grandma lives.
I would love to go. Not that I can speak the language, but this is why I need you to be my translator.
I mean, we could totally do like a Europe thing. I hate old stuff.
No, I love old stuff.
See, that's the thing.
I love stuff that you don't see every day. Like, show me a funny looking building. I'll be like, oh, it's amazing.
My uncle and aunts are in Poland. They're in Krakow. There's an ancient castle.
Ooh.
Where the dragon used to live, and they're the curators.
Yeah.
So they have the whole underground tunnel thing, secret tunnels. So if I go, I get a secret tour of stuff people don't see.
So you're telling me we can go to Europe and see secret tunnels?
Yep.
And, like, dragon remains? Hopefully, probably
apparently,
not.
Apparently, yeah, dragon remains.
All why are we not in Europe right now?
It's like, what? Damn. It's like, how much does a ticket cost about? 900,000?
Oh, never mind. Now I know why we're not in Europe right now.
Because you can go to Cuba for like 500, 550 there and back. All you need.
Yeah.
So
Cuba makes a lot more sense.
Yeah, it does.
And you'll be warm.
Mm-hmm.
I do like being warm.
I love the sun. I love water.
So, before we wrap this up, you have something you want to promote, yes?
I do. It's, it's called Live Below the Line.
Okay.
It's this cause, and it has four different charities going on to help people that are in poverty. So, the challenge is to live for $1.75 a day on food.
On food? I thought it was like $1.75 a day. Like, overall.
No.
I'm like, you can't even get on the bus for that.
On food.
Okay.
So I'm going to start doing that, but I want to at least have some sponsors before I start doing this. The cause I chose is bringing nets, anti-malaria nets, to people in Africa.
Okay.
So $10 buys a net. I want to raise $200. I thought it was a low goal, but apparently it's pretty ambitious since I'm still at zero. I've been talking to another person that I started doing this is because one of these actors from The Listener, Ennis Ensmer.
Okay.
He started doing it. I actually really dig him, so I donated to him. I was like, okay, I can do this. So I started doing it. He's trying to encourage me to continue, but, you know, we're a young generation. We got to get done, like, yesterday. So yesterday I wanted to raise money, you know.
Yeah,
So basically, if you want to read more about it, maybe go to my Twitter page at Talia Paul. T-A-A-T-A-L-I-A.
Please tell me you can spell your name.
Or maybe just go to, like, your Twitter page, and you definitely find my tweets on your page and go from there.
Yeah, if you find me, you'll find her. Most likely.
Hopefully you'll find me. It's a good cause. Read about it. Maybe you want to try getting money for that, too.
Big thanks goes out again to Natalia for making it to the show. I thank her immensely from the bottom of my inside parts. I mean, she came all the way, like, who drives half an hour to be on my show? Like, that's touching, and I thank her for it sincerely. Again, you guys can check her out on Twitter at Talia Paw, T-A-L-I-A-P-A-W, and go support her cause on livebelowtheline.com/Natalia Paw. She's doing it for a good cause, and if you got, like, a dollar to donate for mosquito nets in Africa, I'm sure she'd appreciate it. Every dollar counts. Help someone do something good, man. Spread the vibes. Speaking of helping people out, you can help me out immensely by finding me somewhere on the internet. You can find me on youtube.com/geniusboy88. You can find me on Twitter at thatcsaguy. And you can check out my blog, thatcsaguy.blogspot.ca. And for another week, that wraps it up from here. You've been tuned in to the Fry Cook on Venus podcast. And remember, those who know me, I'm a nobody. You understand? And you can't kill a person with no body. Thanks, guy from Humberside who totally didn't look crazy in Young and Dundas Square.